Really? Or, to give you other examples, often minority groups who have perhaps failed to persuade with words tend to express themselves by wearing unconventional or what some might consider outrageous clothing as a way of showing their thoughts and feelings are different from the rest. And so they find an outlet in this way.
Well, that surely spills over into other things as well.
Oh, yes, indeed. Haircuts, jewellery, the kinds of fabric used, these things can all be a form of rebellion. But to get back to clothes, I would like to add that a whole lot about our personality is conveyed in our clothes and the way we look. Aggressiveness, rebelliousness, happiness, sadness, and so on. These can all be interpreted. Think of the aging pop star who may be pushing middle age. He'll keep on dressing up like a rebel to try to prove he's with it still and in touch with his young fans and current trends.
Do you think that at work, clothes and general appearance have any significance?
Definitely. We've already spoken about job interviews a bit, and it's interesting to note that in a recent survey, it was suggested that employers prefer young executives to stick to grey, black and dark blue suits if they're men, and classical outfits and dresses in sober colours if they're women. Perhaps because they feel this is a reflection of a more responsible and sober attitude to work, and will also project this image to customers.
Do you subscribe to this opinion?
I personally think that too much conservatism defeats the object of the clothes industry. They want to create new fashions and colour to sell clothes, so I can't really say that I go along wholeheartedly with it. There should be room for manoeuvre, leaving people scope to express their individuality in what they're wearing.